the Allied Expeditionary Forces program of the BBC. This is a feature of the American Band of the Supreme Allied Command. The American Band of the Supreme Allied Command, under the direction of Captain Glenn Miller. Your Thursday night 30 minutes with the Moonlight Serenader and tonight's guest, Britain's own Ann Shelton. And here is Captain Glenn Miller.
Thank you and good evening, everybody. Tonight's marching orders tell us that this show is headed first to you members of the forces, then to you folks who are listening to the home service of the BBC. And whether you happen to be listening by the home fire or by the battle fire, we're sure you partners in victory are all hoping for that big day when the Tommies and Yanks come flying home. Take one sugar or two in your tea or coffee, you fighting guys seem to like your loving and your music on the sweet side. So, Tommy and Joe, with that in mind, you furnish the gal, we'll furnish the music. Smoke gets in your eyes. Beside the same ideals, the same language, and a common enemy, Britain and America share the same colors and flags. So up with the red, the white, and the blue lights, as the crew chiefs and the whole gang join voices singing the Victory Polka. Good fortune to play for some of the finest singing stars in the British Isles. Tonight, our luck holds good, for here's a young lady, lovely to look at, delightful to hear, Miss Anne Shelton.
Thank you, Captain Miller. That was a charming welcome to your program. And now that I feel right at home, would you care to join me in a spot of song?
The idea sounds right. Delightful. What'll it be?
How about I'll Get By?
Okay, Anne McGall, come out singing.
Get by as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain.
Dan Shelton, that was lovely. And now it's medley time, calling for something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. Our old song, In the Gloaming. Something new, Sergeant Johnny Desmond sings A Fellow on a Furlough.
I'm just a fellow on a furlough, out looking for a dream. The one who's in my dreams every night. A lonesome fellow.
A slight touch on friend Benny Goodman for our bar tune, and he let us have Stompin' at the Savoy. tune, Deep Purple. Popular tunes from home seem to have a tough time catching up with you boys at the front. So, by way of a tip to you Yanks, here's a song that's just what the well-dressed voice is wearing this season. Sergeant Johnny Desmond sings it for you, and it's called Time Alone Will Tell.
Its fling. If you are in my arms, we'll know it's not a spell. We'll know it's real, but time will tell.
Tonight's anchor tune is dedicated to those allies who gave Jerry a big surprise by taking a quick trip eastward. A rip-roaring arrangement dedicated to the gallant fighters of the Red Army, Sergeant Ray McKinley, full stroke oar for the Volga boatman. Thank you. I'm talking about. This is Captain Miller saying thanks to Ann Shelton for the nice visit. Reminding you folks out there that we'll be holding down this same spot at this same time next Thursday. Now, from the American Band of the Supreme Allied Command, it's good luck and good night. The American Band of the Supreme Allied Command, under the direction of Captain Glenn Miller, has been heard on the Allied Expeditionary Forces program of the BBC and on the home service.